The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings.
Hello, I'm Price Wooldridge, and you're listening to Multiple Sclerosis News Today's audio news. These are today's news highlights curated by our editorial staff. Visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com for more relevant news and patient perspectives. Low cholesterol may reflect more aggressive disease progression. People with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis, or RRMS, or clinically isolated syndrome, CIS, have lower cholesterol levels in their blood and cerebrospinal fluid, the fluid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord, compared with those without MS, a study reports. These lower cholesterol levels might correlate with a more severe disease course, the researchers said, noting more studies are needed. The study, Cholesterol Levels in Plasma and Cerebrospinal Fluid in Patients with Clinically Isolated Syndrome and Relapsing Remitting Multiple Sclerosis, was published in Neurobiology of Disease. The loss of myelin, the protective sheath around nerve fibers, in multiple sclerosis, and the failure of remyelination is associated with disease progression. Myelin contains a high lipid fat content, of which more than 25% corresponds to cholesterol. Thus, cholesterol plays a key role in its formation. Oligodendrocytes are cells in the central nervous system mainly responsible for myelin production. Mature oligodendrocytes are also the main cholesterol producers of the brain. It's been proposed that cholesterol levels regulate the mechanisms involved in remyelination and immune responses in the brain. Too high or too low cholesterol levels have a negative impact on remyelination. It has been shown that increased cholesterol accumulation after myelin damage in animal models of demyelination disturbs the immune response and prevents the control of the inflammatory process and remyelination, the researchers wrote. In contrast, low cholesterol availability decreases remyelination. In MS patients, cholesterol metabolism in the serum, that part of the blood remaining after blood cells and clotting proteins have been removed, and CSF, has been suggested to be altered and to be associated with disease progression and disability. However, it is unclear whether lack of remyelination results from an insufficient capacity of OPC, or oligodendrocyte precursor cells, to differentiate into mature oligodendrocytes, or from cholesterol insufficiency, the researchers wrote. Researchers in Greece investigated a possible association between cholesterol and MS progression by measuring its levels in the plasma and CSF of patients with RRMS or CIS. The research team also analyzed the relation of cholesterol with oligoclonal bands, antibodies also known as immunoglobulins that indicate inflammation and a possible MS diagnosis. In total, 62 people with CIS, ages 19 to 56, and 46 with RRMS, ages 20 to 50, were analyzed. The CIS group included patients with a first demyelinating episode and at least one asymptomatic lesion shown by MRI. All had a good clinical record with a low disability level, with an expanded disability status scale, or EDSS score, of 0 to 4. Participants were medication-free at the time of the assessment and underwent CSF analysis to detect four oligoclonal bands. The team analyzed 48 participants without signs of neurological disease and in the same age range as the MS group to serve as controls. Significantly lower plasma and CSF cholesterol levels were seen in patients compared to controls. In plasma, cholesterol levels were at a mean value of 215 milligrams per deciliter in controls versus 192 milligrams per deciliter in patients, while CSF levels were 0.34 milligrams per deciliter in controls versus 0.28 in patients. A positive correlation was found between plasma cholesterol and age, with older patients having higher cholesterol levels, and between CSF cholesterol levels and disability or EDSS score, with higher disability associated with an increased concentration of cholesterol. The team also found that patients with oligoclonal bands had significantly lower levels of both CSF and plasma cholesterol compared to controls. No significant difference was found in plasma cholesterol levels between patients with and without oligoclonal bands, whereas differences were seen in CSF concentrations between the two patient groups. Patients with oligoclonal bands had significantly lower levels of CSF cholesterol compared to patients without oligoclonal bands. EDSS scores did not differ between patients with or without oligoclonal bands in the CSF. Based on the results, the team suggested that low CSF cholesterol in MS patients with oligoclonal bands might be related to an antibody-related immune response against components such as cholesterol, they wrote, adding, this might reflect extensive demyelination and a more aggressive disease course. However, only a moderate positive association of CSF cholesterol to EDSS was found, given the sample size, the team wrote, noting larger studies are needed to further elucidate the important role of cholesterol in the pathophysiology of MS and evaluate whether low levels of cholesterol in the CSF could be considered as a potential marker of more overt demyelination and aggressive disease. This news article was written by Patricia Valerio, PhD, on October 14, 2022. Click the link in the description below to read more on this and other topics of interest on the MS News Today's website. The MS Wire, a column by Ed Tobias, published on October 17, 2022. MS News Notes, Cholesterol and MS Progression, Fatigue, Epstein-Barr. Here are a few multiple sclerosis stories that caught my eye last week. Low cholesterol and aggressive MS progression. The story, Low Cholesterol May Reflect More Aggressive Disease Progression, by Patricia Valerio, prompted me to look at my own cholesterol management strategy. I've been treating my high cholesterol levels with Pravacol for decades. This medication has really kept my cholesterol in check, and I've been pleased when my annual checkup has shown perfect HDL-LDL levels. According to this report, however, what's been good for my heart may have been bad for my MS. People with relapsing remitting multiple sclerosis or clinically isolated syndrome have lower cholesterol levels in their blood and cerebrospinal fluid, the fluid that surrounds the brain and spinal cord, compared with those without MS, a study reports. These lower cholesterol levels might correlate with a more severe disease course, the researchers said, noting more studies are needed. Hormones may affect MS fatigue. This story, titled Fewer Energy Regulatory Hormones, Found in MS Patients in Study, noted that regulatory hormones controlling energy balance are significantly reduced in MS patients. It's worth noting that fatigue is one of the most significant problems reported by people with MS. So the idea that by correcting a hormone deficit, we could potentially improve our fatigue is quite appealing. This study could perhaps lead to new therapeutic treatments. Blood levels of nesfatin 1, arisin, adropin, and peptin, all regulatory hormones known to control energy balance, are significantly reduced in patients relative to healthy people, a small study showed. While the implications of these findings remain unclear, the fact that these hormones also have been reported to have anti-inflammatory, antioxidative, and neuroprotective effects suggests they may represent future therapeutic targets in MS, according to researchers. EBV-MS link grows stronger. The evidence of a connection between Epstein-Barr virus, or EBV, and multiple sclerosis continues to mount. In this article titled EBV Antibodies Found at Increased Levels in MS Patients in Study, Lindsay Shapiro describes a study from Spain involving antibodies that fight EBV. People with MS are significantly more likely to have antibodies against the Epstein-Barr virus, the strongest risk factor for the disease, than healthy individuals, as well as higher levels of these antibodies, according to a Spanish study. All MS patients are positive for anti-EBV antibodies versus 94.9% of healthy people, adding to several prior studies highlighting that the disease rarely, if ever, occurs in the absence of prior EBV infection. New cell therapies and EBV. With the growing evidence of an EBV-MS link, as mentioned above, it's important to devote more research energy to finding a way to kill EBV-infected cells. In the story, Partnership Aims at Cell Therapy Targeting Epstein-Barr Virus in MS, Marissa Wexler highlights a company that is researching a process to selectively target and eliminate EBV-infected B cells. To do that, certain T cells in the immune system would be removed and manipulated in order to attack those B cells. Then they would be infused back into the patient. Neximmune is working with the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke to develop cell therapies for people with immunological disorders associated with certain viral infections, namely the Epstein-Barr virus and human T-cell leukemia virus type 1. A history of infection with EBV, mostly known for causing infectious mononucleosis, or mono, is currently the strongest risk factor for multiple sclerosis. To read more columns from Ed Tobias and our other contributors, visit our website at multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. Follow the link in the description below. This is MS News Today's audio news. Subscribe to our channel and never miss an episode. And if you're listening on Spotify, Apple, or Google Podcasts, hit save. Thanks for tuning in.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.